This is John Ching here with the National Proficiency Award winner in Nursery Operations, Entrepreneurship and Placement, hailing from the Peebles FFA chapter in Ohio, Vanessa Trotter. Vanessa, what was going through your mind when you heard your name called for this honor?
I don't think I fully processed it yet. I kind of went in with that mindset, you know, it's okay no matter what happens. And I was like, you know, starting to have doubts about a lot of things. And then they called my name and it was very surreal.
Can you tell me a little bit about your project in nursery operations?
Yeah, so I run a 3 greenhouse operation. I run my own business. I grow flowers, vegetable plants, and then I also take my leftover vegetable plants and I plant them in my other greenhouses, and then I raise like the produce for farmers markets.
What are some of the challenges that you have experienced while working on your project?
I would say the biggest challenge I ever faced was maybe pest management, because it was like 2 years ago, I had a really bad aphid outbreak and all of my methods to eliminate them were not working. And so, you know, being able to manage that, do research, connect with people who would have, I guess, the solution to my aphid problem and get that under control. But during that time, there was a lot of doubts in my mind. I was like, you know, I'm not going to be able to open up my greenhouse this spring. I kind of was being very dramatic and was like, no, my life is over. My greenhouse is over. They're just going to be eaten away by aphids. So I would say that was the biggest challenge.
What surprised you when you were working on your project?
I would say what surprised me the most maybe is the, like, how supportive my community is. I'm from a small town, and, you know, I do have, you know, everyone knows everybody, but, like, the amount of community support I've had throughout my project is amazing, and, you know, the people I know that come out to my greenhouse to talk to me and, you know, buy my product, so definitely the connection I have with my community.
So, obviously, you're very passionate about agriculture. You're passionate about FFA. So how did your FFA journey begin?
Well, it started my dad back in, I think, 2012. He bought back our family farm. And so before then, I never really, like, I wasn't born on a farm. But when he bought it back, he said, you know, he kind of asked me, do you want to start working on the farm? Do you want to do your own thing? And so I started growing pumpkins when I was 8 years old. And so I think that kind of sparked my agriculture interest. And then when I became a freshman in high school, FFA was the obvious choice.
So this year is the 90th anniversary of the blue FFA jacket. So what does your FFA jacket mean to you?
My FFA jacket means a lot to me. Personally, as you know, see this one, this was actually a chapter jacket that I bought off the chapter, because when I first started FFA, I didn't buy my own jacket because, you know, they're kind of expensive, and I was like, I don't know how long I'm going to do this. I won the state public speaking contest in this jacket, and I've done all my stuff in it, and so I kind of have a sentimental attachment to it. So I asked my FFA advisor if I could buy the chapter jacket. So yeah, it means a lot to me.
What was your favorite aspect about working on your greenhouse project?
I would definitely say my favorite aspect, besides the flowers and the vegetables, is really like getting to know my customers. You know, I love talking to people and I love getting to know them. And when I'm open during the spring and I'm in my greenhouse and I have a customer pull in and they're like, hi, how are you? And you know, I kind of start that conversation, really build relationships with them. And definitely, like, my business, I've been able to do, like, a lot of things in the community by having that, my business platform, I've been able to help out my community.
What advice do you have for FFA members maybe wanting to start a new project or currently working on one?
I would say go for it. You know, my FFA journey has definitely, like, changed my life, and I've learned so many skills, and I've really grown as a person, and I think a lot of my growth is because of FFA. So if you're passionate about something and you want to do it, do it.
And to wrap this interview up, what's the craziest story that you have while working on your project?
I would probably say my craziest story was this past spring. And in my area in Ohio, we had really, really, really bad winds. And I just built my third greenhouse. And the wind and the storm got really bad, and I was outside working, and all of a sudden I see my greenhouse be picked up out of the ground, and it started to blow away. So I would say that was the craziest thing. Luckily, it didn't all blow away, and I was able to repair it. But there was a moment during then where I was like, I'm just going to have to let it go. Like, this is going to be Dorothy, Wizard of Oz. Everything's going to get blown away. But luckily, it didn't. And it was just crazy watching it just go out of the ground. So that was my craziest experience.
That was National Proficiency Award winner in Nursery Operations, Entrepreneurship, and Placement from the Peebles FFA chapter in Ohio, Vanessa Trotter. For National FFA, I'm John Ching.